And so what someone has to do is actually say, right, we have now got to get a hold of this next generation, and we have now got to do something about it. And there were attempts made at the end of the Second World War to do precisely that. Some German children, for instance, were sent to Denmark. Some German children were sent here, German orphans. There was a famous village in Switzerland called the Pestalozzi village, which some of you may have heard of. And if you've ever read the novel The Silver Sword by Ian Sirelia, that's based on the Pestalozzi villages, where what they did is they had hostels, basically, but they were homes which were looked after by, let's say you were Polish children, the people looking after you were Polish adults. And so you had your own national communities within this village, but then they joined together for various activities. And what they were trying to do was, within that unit, was to create a generation which would be much more tolerant of their neighbours, both in terms of political and religious views, etc., etc., etc. Whether it worked or not, I don't know, because I'm not sure if anybody's done any follow-up with the children who were in the Pestalozzi villages, but it's happened. So I think, going back to your original question, what has to happen is, if you cannot shield the children from what is going on, you have to be aware of what the effects of what they're living through is going to have. And so they're really going to have to put in child psychologists, trauma experts, educationalists, sociologists, whatever, within the country. And this is not a quick fix. You know, this is not, oh dear, we've got a real problem here, let's flood the place with counsellors, and as soon as they think it's finished, they bring all the counsellors out. That's not going to work. They're going to have government strategies which are going to have to go on for years in order to help these people through it, because we have enough evidence to show that for some of these people, you know, 50 or 60 years is not enough time. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? No. Can I just say that I'm running an international conference here at Reading in September. I've got some leaflets here. I don't think I've got enough for one each, but I may have. If you would like to come, it's actually on the Bulmersh campus. It's from the 6th to the 8th of September. We have got war child experts coming from all over the world, either people who were involved. So we've got children, ex-war children from Germany, who are now psychiatrists and psychologists in their own right. Germany, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Russia, children who were in the Russian siege at Leningrad. And I've got some students coming across who were researching into this from Australia and from the United States and whatever. It's the only conference of its kind in the world, and it's the second one we've held here. If you would like to come, spaces are limited, but we now, this year for the first time, we have day tickets. And the day tickets will cost you £25 for the day, but that will include all the refreshments and all the meals. Now, what I would suggest is, if it's okay with John, is that if you would like to come and book a day ticket, on the back of these is a form that you need to complete. If you can let John have those, and he can send them to me as one stack, rather than you just sending them off to the address there, send them to me instead, and I'll deal with all the administration. But you'd be very welcome to come, and I think some of you would find it very, very interesting, because it does take it to a different level, and it will deal with perhaps some of the countries that you yourselves come from. So what I'll do, I'll leave them up here, and then you can help yourself to one of these if you're interested. And thank you very much.